Agreed with McGinnis. Not personality, but the ability of the candidate to carry out the party's program adequately, and the program itself should be emphasized in a sound campaign. Bernays continued, "Even Henry Ford, the most picturesque personality in business in America today, has become known through his product, not his product through him." In other words, a con game was not enough to win. The candidate should never be allowed to become the message. In 2008, David Axelrod and Barack Obama decided to run a presidential campaign on a cult of personality. Will they succeed, especially given Obama's leftist political record? In U.S. presidential general elections, the winner is determined more by issues than by personality. Here, John McCain has an advantage. McCain's strength involves policy issues, especially with a general electorate that in the United States is still today more center-right politically than it is far left. By pressing issues, McCain can force Obama to enter the specifics of policy arguments, pointing out contradictions. Every time Obama tries to move from his leftist voting record to the political center, Obama succeeded in the Democratic primaries by positioning left of Hillary Clinton. But this very advantage could easily turn around to defeat him in a general election campaign in which voters typically reject extreme policy positions. Then, too, the facade of personality Obama has constructed in his two books is a complex story that includes an African father, a youthful search for identity that included drug use, and an angry Christian black liberation theology pastor whose sermons offend with outrageous statements of anti-American rage and anti-Israel hate. Cracks in this facade are tough to repair in general election news cycles where stories that normally would take weeks to develop can be fully played out in a matter of minutes. With Obama's complex life story, Axelrod has a lot to defend, as Hillary Clinton effectively pointed out. Paul Begala, a top Democratic consultant, raised the concern that Obama may be another Dukakis, a candidate without a deep enough political base to win a general election presidential campaign. On May 6, 2008, Begala said on CNN, "Obama cannot win with eggheads and African Americans. Okay, that is the Dukakis coalition, which carried 10 states and gave us 4 years of the first George Bush." In 1988, the country was ready for a Democratic president after 8 years of Republican rule under Ronald Reagan. Yet what was decisive in defeating Dukakis was where he stood on the issues. Bush effectively portrayed Dukakis as being soft on crime, an impression forcefully communicated by a television commercial explaining how Dukakis had given a furlough to Willie Horton, a convicted murderer, who then committed a rape and assault in Maryland. Then, in a debate with Bush, Dukakis hedged when asked how he would respond if his wife were raped and murdered. Bush also succeeded in portraying Dukakis as weak on national defense, pointing out Dukakis's opposition to President Reagan's Star Wars Space Defense Initiative. Again, Bush was aided by a Dukakis misstep. Dukakis never recovered from his famous tank moment, when he was photographed wearing a tank helmet in the turret of an M1 Abrams tank, looking silly in the tank helmet, reinforced Bush's argument that Dukakis lacked what it took to be commander-in-chief. Obama faces challenges similar to those Dukakis faced in 1988. Both candidates won the Democratic Party nomination, even though they were largely unknown to American voters. Both candidates maintained leftist positions on key domestic and foreign policy issues. And Obama, like Dukakis, is vulnerable to negative information about his past that can burst any cult of personality bubble that public relations experts, such as Axelrod, can try to create around a political persona. A far-left Obama nation. Voters in 2008 will have one key question in mind. Will we be better off after 4 years of Barack Obama in the White House or after 4 years of John McCain? Contrasted to McCain's extensive history in the U.S. Senate and his status as legitimate POW hero of Vietnam, Obama was only elected to the U.S. Senate in 2004, and his lack of any military experience will cause voters to wonder if they know enough about Obama to predict what he will do as president. Running against Obama, McCain should position himself as pro-military and strong on national defense. McCain should advocate continuing the Bush tax cuts and exploring private enterprise solutions to our nation's health needs. McCain is pro-life and a strong advocate of the Second Amendment. Even though a large number of Americans still have questions about why the United States entered the war in Iraq, few American voters will want to abandon their military in the field of battle or withdraw precipitously, especially